Welcome to the Afyayim Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brachas Daf Chav Beis in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, starting from the fourth line from the beginning of the Amud. The Gemara is going to speak now about someone who goes into Beis HaMerchatz, into the bathhouse. Now the bathhouse has three rooms. There is the outside room where people go in and most people do not start getting undressed. Then there is the middle room where some people get undressed but some people are still dressed. And then there's the inner room where there seems to be the water place where most people are undressed. So says the Gemara, Tani, Nichnas Tamerchatz, it goes to the bathhouse, Mokum Shebnei Adam Oimdim Levushim, in the room where people are still dressed, Yesho Mikro V'Tfilo, he could still learn, he could still daven, Ve'ein Tzoych Loimar She'ilas Shalom, he could say Shalom Aleichem, he can use the word Shalom, even though the word Shalom is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he could say Tefillah, which is Mamish speaking about Divrei Kedusha, he could also use the same Shalom, who is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Noisen Tefillin Ve'en Tzorech Lema Shlo Yachlitz. Not only he can not remove his Tefillin, but he can actually put on Tefillin. Kol Shekhen doesn't have to remove it. Mogo Sheroi B'nei Odom Regilim L'yois Oimdim Arumim. In the inner room, where most people are naked, Ancient Shilah Shalom, he can't even say Shalom, which is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'en Tzorech Loimar Mikro V'Tfilo. He can't learn and he can't daven. Ve'choylitz Tfilo, he has to remove his Tfilin. Ve'en Tzorech Loimar Shalom Yitin. And of course, he's not allowed to put on his Tfilin. Miktas Arum and Miktas Levushim, in the middle room, where some people are undressed, some people are dressed. Yeshom Shilah Shalom. There he could say Shalom, use the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he can't learn and he can't daven. Learning and davening is a higher level than saying Shalom, because it's mamish dealing with Dovah Shem Kedusha. If he doesn't remove his tefillin, and he doesn't put on tefillin, it's like a middle ground. If he has tefillin, he doesn't have to remove it. If he doesn't have tefillin, do not put the tefillin on. Aval einoy lov shom ad sheyetze me'oyser rishus shekol oyso merchatz. A person who removed his tefillin and went to use the bathhouse and is going out, he should not put on the tefillin, not even in the outer room. He should wait to put on tefillin until he leaves the Beis HaMerchatz. This is how many Mefarshim explain this. And this goes back to the Gemara in the previous daf. That's what the Gemara says right away. V'dom esayel. This is what helps what we just said. K'demar Rab Yitzchok, like Rab Yitzchok, begin Rab Yochanan. He said in what Rabbi Yochanan did, Ad Yaakov Termuso Hayalovshom. He only put on his tefillin when he reached Yaakov Termuso, who, as we mentioned in previous daf, was somebody who was selling items outside of Beis HaMerchatz. Meaning he was not in Beis HaMerchatz. He was completely outside, according to the Pshat of Reb Chaim. And he did not put back his tefillin until he left Beis HaMerchatz. So even though you could put on tefillin in the outer room, but that's only someone who removed the tefillin temporarily because he needed to remove it for a certain need. But someone who went into the Beis HaMerchatz and used the water, and now it's coming out, it's not covered to put on tefillin until he doesn't leave completely Beis HaMerchatz. Seems to be, in a lumdish way, that if you're using the Beis HaMerchatz, so then the outside room is also included as part of Beis HaMerchatz. But if you did not use the Beis HaMerchatz, so the outside room, you treat it like any other place where most people are dressed and you could put it on tefillin. Says the Gemara of Yirmiyahu bo komoi Rav Zeira. Yirmiyahu asked in front of Rav Zeira, Hoyso merchatz marchetzes biyimoy sachama. There's a merchatz during the summer. Ve'einu marchetze yimoy sachshami. But during the winter, it's closed. They don't have a heating system. So they only open in the summer days, not in the winter days. So what is the din? Do we treat it as a beis merchatz or not? Omalei merchatz ve'afopi she'einu marchetzes. The Beis HaMerchatz, a bathhouse, is considered to be a bathhouse, even if right now it's not being used. Also, Beis HaKiseh, even though there's no dirt in it, it's still considered to be Beis HaKiseh. Says the Gemara, Ma'ukve Omar, Ahan Chaziro, this pig, the mouth of the pig, Beis HaKiseh Metaltel Hu. It's a moving Beis HaKiseh, because we always consider the mouth of a chazi, the mouth of a pig, dirty, even though he just cleaned himself, it's still considered to be dirty. Rav Yoina Bai really asked the question, Ahan Sroro Del Gif Yomo Mao. the dirt that comes out in the edge of the sea, when the waves bring out dirt, and we're choshesh, then maybe some of the dirt is soya, is excrement. So is someone allowed to say kriyishma in front of it? Omar Avami, Asi Hoyri, Asi gave the Hoyra, the Rav Yirmiyo me'aver lei b'ful yus, used to cover it with a kerchief, cover the dirt. First, we discuss if he's covering the dirt or covering his face from the dirt. But the idea is that doesn't have to go far away from the dirt. We don't treat it as mamash like a tzoya. We have to be marchik. You have to get away 4 amas, but you just cover it. Says the Gemara, we don't rely on this. We do need to go away from this dirt. Here's the hero, B'Shem Abba Bar Yirmiyo. Here's the name of Abba Yirmiyo. Oichel b'hem achilas ra'arai, v'heino oichel b'hem achilas kva. With a tefillin, one can eat an achilas arai, a small meal, but not a full meal. Yoshen b'hem shenas arai, v'hein yoshen b'hem shenas kva. He could sleep a short snooze, but not a long sleep. Says the one with base, the chobes with base, is tani tano mevorech pamachas, is tani tani pamai. One brisa says that when one eats with the tefillin, so afterwards, he does not have to say another bracha on the tefillin. And the other brisa says, that once he eats with the tefillin, he needs to say another bracha on the tefillin. Says the Gemara, Mando ma pamachas nicho. The one who says, you don't say another bracha, it makes sense, because we just said you cannot eat achilas kava with the tefillin, only achilas arai. So if it's achilas arai, he doesn't have to do another bracha on the tefillin, because he didn't have a hesach hadas. He didn't remove his mind from the tefillin. Man demar mivog shtei pa'amim. The man dorma that says you have to say a bracha again. Ha'ochel v'inu alo. He ate when them are when he has a tefillin on him. We just said you're allowed to eat. So why does he have to do another bracha? It's not considered to be a sechadas. Omav zehiro kaimo abba bayirmiyo bo'ichel b'hem achilas arai. All we are allowed to do is achilas arai, like we just said. And the second bais is talking about that he ate achilas kva. He ate a big meal. The big meal is considered to be a sechadas, and that's why he has to say another bracha on the tefillin. Rabbi Zeiru b'shem Rav Abba Bar Yirmiyo, he says the name of Abba Yirmiyo, lo yikones odom lebeis hamayim v'sforov v'tfilov b'yodov. A person should not go into a bathroom which is designated for to urinate only. He should not go in v'sforov v'tfilov b'yodov, holding his sforim and his tefillin in his hand, even though he's not wearing the tefillin. Rabbi Yochanan k'davo sifra b'yodei, Rabbi Yochanan, when he came, and he had a sefer in his hand, Havayoyv Leil Choyron, give it to somebody else. Kadav et tefillin aloy, when he had his tefillin on him, Havikoyim bo, and he stayed with the tefillin. Meaning he held that you could stay with the tefillin when you go to urinate. And as the Gemara is going to explain soon, why they are allowed to do it. Mastiso pligo al Abba Bar Yirmiyo, the Braisa argues, because the Braisa says, Nichnas odom lebei samayim, v'sforov v'tfilov biyodoy. You could go in to the Beis Hamayim with Svarim and Tefillin. So this is L'chura a stiro to Rav Yirmiyo. The Brice is against Rav Yirmiyo. Answers the Gemara, Omar of Zehiro, Kaim Abba Bar Yirmiyo, Kam B'Yochol L'Lofshon, Kam B'She'enu Yochol L'Lofshon. The Rav Yirmiyo will explain, depends. If he still has time to wear the Tefillin in the end of the day, meaning it's not yet the end of the day. He's going to the bathroom, he's coming out, and he still will have time to wear the Tefillin. So then he can go in with his Tefillin, because he's going to continue wearing it afterwards. But if it's the end of the day, and once he goes into the bathroom, he was not going to wear the tefillin again, so then he should not go into the bathroom with his tefillin. Why? If anyway he's not going to use it to do a mitzvah, to wear them, why does he have to do bizui? Why does he have to disgrace the tefillin to go into the bathroom? Meaning, more saying like this, if you go into the bathroom, and by having the tefillin, a person is going to shorten the time for putting on the tefillin back, then he can go in with his tefillin. But if a person is anyway not going to put tefillin back, leave the tefillin outside, leave the tefillin in his house, and then go to the bathroom. There's no need to have the tefillin with you anyway, you're not going to wear them. Continues the Gemara to explain a little bit more the story of the tefillin. Bari Shayna in the beginning, you noistim oisom lechavrem. We used to go, when a person went to put him to the bathroom, he removed his tefillin. He gave his tefillin to his friend. There were stories that people stole the tefillin. They took the tefillin and ran away. His kiddushi manichim b'choyrim. Then they decided they'll put it in, there'll be special designated lockers where they put the tefillin there. Ukishayroi so maise it kiddushi odom nichnas v'hem b'yodoy. But then happened the story. What was the story? The story is not brought down here. It's brought down in the Bavli. That there was a Talmid that removed his tefillin, went to the bathroom, and came a Zoyna and stole it. And then she went back to the base of Medrash and says, Rabbi Yitzhai, look what this person paid me for to use my services. And this Talmid got so embarrassed, he went to the roof, he jumped from the roof and died. So then they did a takana that one can go with his tefillin into Beis HaKiseh. Now Reb Chaim points out that the takana was he could go in with his tefillin in his hand, meaning holding the tefillin. But Rabbi Yochanan before, what we speak about till now in the Gemara, he didn't hold the tefillin in his hand, he was wearing his tefillin when he went to the bathroom, so that was a little different, that's even a bigger kula. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acho b'shem Zeir Omar, v'hu shiyeh b'yoyim kedei l'lovsho. As we said before, you could go with the tefillin into the bathroom, only if he has enough time to wear the tefillin when he comes out. Aval im ein b'yoyim kedei l'lovsho, but he doesn't have enough time to put back this tefillin. Also, the lechen mitzvah loyovit b'oyin lamo mivaz eloyin. The same svaro, the Gemara said before, if anyway you won't do a mitzvah with him, there's no need to disgrace the tefillin and go with the tefillin into the bathroom. So the one, Maisho bar Brid of Yeshua ben Levi, Omar, man de ovad tavus, the one who wants to do it right, what's the best way to go with the tefillin to Beis HaKiseh? Oyselem kis shel tefach, v'noyslom al libuy. He makes a bag of tefillin that has a tefach, has a space of a tefach that makes it into a hoyel, makes it like a tent, so that there's a separation between the tefillin, between the area of the tefillin in the base and the Beis HaKiseh. But why does he put it in front of his heart? My tam, shivisi Hashem lenegdi tomitz. He always has the tefillin in front of him to remember Hashem. But says the Gemara, Talmud Amrin, there in Bavel they say, kol she'enoi ke'elisho ba'al k'nafayim, lo yilbash tefillin. Someone who is not as clean as Elisha Baal Knafayim, that he's very, very careful to have his body very clean, should not wear tefillin the entire day. Why is Elisha Baal Knafayim? The Gemara in Bavli brings a few times that there was a big tzaddi called Elisha, and he would be very careful with tefillin. And the Romans had a gzeiro that people should not wear tefillin. So he had his tefillin on him, and saw him, a soldier, ran after him and says, what do you have? He took the tefillin out of his head, put it in his hand, and he said, what I have is, I have dove wings. I have wings of a bird. He opened his hands, and it really was the wings of a dove, and that was a big nace that happened to Elisha, because he sacrificed himself to keep the mitzvah of tefillin. So someone who is so careful like Elisha, wears tefillin, b'kedusha v'tahara, with purity, and he's so clean, he should be one who's wearing tefillin the entire day. And if he doesn't, he should now wear tefillin the entire day. Seemingly from the Gemara is trying to tell us the contrast between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is speaking about how people wear tefillin the entire day. And even when they went to the bathroom, they still were careful to have the tefillin and to put them immediately after. But in the Bavli, it said that's only someone who's very careful to keep his body clean. Not everyone should be wearing tefillin the entire day. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Brachos Daf Chof Beis.